Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, first name, last name, Espinosa Jorge, Espinosa Jorge. He is born 5/31/51. Today's the 26th. Our patient is a 74-year-old gentleman. Married. He's been married to his current wife since 2019. He has one child from previous marriage. He does construction work and has done import and export work from Cuba in the past period. He has a history of dementia. Most recently, he was able to stay at home and be cared for by his wife. Most recently, he was hospitalized with an intracranial bleed, most likely subarachnoid, with hypertensive crisis. The hospital records are pending, period. New paragraph, since hospitalization, he no longer was able to stay at home because of behavioral issue. He has difficulty walking. He still ambulates, but with much help. Takes two people to help him walk. He has behavioral issue to the point that he requires medication at night to calm him down. He has an extensive history of smoking and tobacco abuse in the past, but none at this time. Period. He does wear a diaper. He's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. His blood pressure medication was not delivered to the house where he is at this time. His blood pressure today was 181/107. I discussed this with our DON, Michelle, who's going to order his medication for his blood pressure and for his sundowner syndrome right now. Period. Allergy. Not on drug allergy. Previously, he was on Norvasc, Seroquel, Protonix, and potassium in the past. Last hospitalization related to his intracranial bleed with residual right-sided weakness, difficulty ambulation, and behavioral issues both related to his dementia and recent intracranial bleed. Surgery, pacemaker, and vasectomy. Medical problems, hypertension, dementia, anxiety, much worse now after his bleed. Family history, he cannot tell us anything about his family. His current wife thinks they died of old age. He doesn't know much about his family history in the past. Immunization, his wife believes that his immunization is up to date, period. Let's see. Medication we talked about. On the examination, Manuel has a blood pressure of 181/107 or 2/97% with a pulse of 69. Heart positive, 1+/2. Lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Very mild right-sided residual weakness noted on neurological examination. Also has a trace edema lower extremity, right greater than left. Assessment, 74-year-old gentleman with history of dementia. Now with a subarachnoid bleed, he spent 12 days in ICU. His blood pressure is currently elevated because he's not taking his medication. Also having behavioral issues, right-sided weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. The paragraph, his medication will be started today, Saturday, which was called stat to the pharmacy, and they will deliver to his residence, period. The paragraph, Michelle will get in touch with the DON, I'm sorry, with the medical director regarding blood pressure medication and some sort of medication, especially at nighttime for his behavioral issue at this time, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. His wife is quite concerned because she feels like she's never will be able to take him back home and would like for him to be kept comfortable the last few days, weeks, of months of his life. For this reason, hospice and palliative care has been contacted to care for him, period. In the paragraph, he was hospitalized at HCA Kingwood. Those records are pending at this time, period. Number two, status post pacemaker placement. Number three, history of coronary artery disease with six sinus syndrome, most likely. Next number, discussed findings with Michelle or DON immediately. Thank you.